And we'll get to Caroline Wilson first and foremost. Welcome to you, Caro.
Hello, Jared. Hello, Richo. And hello, Maddie.
Great to have you on board, Caro. What does it all mean for the Bombers?
Look, it's been an extraordinary few days, hasn't it? And I think the board has done the right thing. Those who aren't with David Barham and the decision he made on the coach have gone. And I think Simon Madden was the leader there. I mean, Simon Madden was adamant. He realised the board had taken over and that his days were numbered. So he's gone as well. The big question now is the future, Jared, of Josh Marnie and Adrian Dodoro.
Yep.
Because in my opinion, only one, well, maybe both go, but two can't survive. And I am convinced now that Josh Marnie is going to be part of this rebuilding of the Essendon Football Club. Not everyone agrees with me, but my understanding is that he has been told, and David Barham said it in his press conference the other day, that he was critical to what is going on moving forward. So I'm not sure what's going on with Adrian Dodoro, but I'm absolutely convinced now that despite reports of Josh Marnie's future being under a cloud, I believe he's going to stay at Essendon and help rebuild the club.
The grand plan at Melbourne was that Josh Marnie would be guided and tutored by Peter Jackson for a period of time and then elevated to CEO. Is there a chance he may even walk into the top job?
No, I don't believe that's going to happen. I think that what's going to happen first is going to be this, you know, external review, and we're going to find out who's on that panel by the end of the week. A coaching panel will also be announced by the end of the week. You would imagine Josh Marnie would be a part of that.
Yep.
There are all sorts of names that are coming up for mind for the CEO's role, but one clear contender, according to Essendon people, is someone who left the club as deputy CEO and is now working at the AFL, and that's Travis Auld.
Caro, what about the search for the new coach? We heard David Barham say on Sunday that they need an experienced coach. Will that be clarified, do you think? Is he meaning an experienced coach that's coached at AFL level, or is he just meaning a good assistant that's been in the system like Craig McRae was for a long period of time? Because if he doesn't mean that, it just feels like they've narrowed the candidates down to not many.
Well, Matthew, I think if they did pick someone like Craig McRae, they could justify it by saying, as you just said. But I'm sure that they'll look at people like Ross Lyon, who's out of the system at the moment, and I'm looking forward to asking Ross about that on Footy Classified tonight. I'm sure that they will look at Leon Cameron, who is currently out of the system, but who's indicated he wants to stay in Sydney in the short term. And I don't see how they can look at people like Ken Hinckley, because I can't see how Ken Hinckley could put himself through a process when he's in another job and got a contract. So I think it's going to be really interesting where they go and whether either of those recently retired or probably sacked is a better word coaches are going to be part of that process. They've both got their teams to grand finals. They both just missed out, proven finals contenders, et cetera, et cetera. So I think they believe, Richo, that someone of experience and strength is needed to work at that football club. I mean, even Alistair Clarkson balked at coping with some of the divisions that have been paralysing Essendon for so many years. So I think it needs to be someone who's strong and with a bit of experience myself.
But the timeline, Caro, is going to be interesting because they're going to do the external review. Then once they do that, find the coach. Who's sort of running the place? Because you've got, you know, decisions to be made on, you know, going after players in the trade period, draft. Who's making all these calls?
David Barham's running the Essendon Football Club. I have absolutely no doubt about that. The interim CEO, Nick, has, you know, been there as deputy up until now, and of course Josh Marnie. But make no mistake, Dave Barham has taken over the football club. He's calling the shots, and I think the search for a coach, Maddie, will be concurrent with the search with the internal review. I don't think they can waste time and get that external review done. And those recommendations will have to be followed by the board, but and they will be. But I think they need to start looking for a coach immediately.
So, Caro, if Adrian Dodoro isn't there, as you were thinking maybe he won't be, what happens with the draft and the crucial elements of trade period?
Look, I'm not saying he's going to go immediately. I mean, he might stay for another 6 months, Matthew. He might stay for another year. I don't know. All I know is that I don't know what was written in that internal review that caused so much angst a few weeks ago when it was finally tabled. But I don't think, I'm not sure Adrian Dodoro's role was strongly supported. And I think I'd be pretty surprised if he was let go before the draft and the trade period. I don't know what's happening there, but I'm not saying he'll go immediately, and he might well run that process. I mean, I don't think he's done a terrible job. I just think that the divisions and the political relationships involving him are too dangerous. Look, I just don't see both men surviving.
Yeah, I think David Barham's already said that he will be involved in this year's draft. But Caro, we look forward to Classified tonight, and thanks for your time.
She's gone.
Indeed she has. Yeah.